Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a largely flat open, with S&P futures mostly unchanged. This follows Asian markets closing mixed, and European markets largely higher in early trading. The US 10-year is down 2 basis points, yielding 4.14%. The dollar is largely flat against the major currencies. Oil is up, gold flat, industrial metals mixed, and cryptocurrencies mostly up. The market has shaken off another hotter-than-expected core CPI print. The street had already been talking about some upside risk in recent days. However, the broader disinflation trend is still intact, though slower. Markets are also keying off the AI frenzy, with very elevated volatility in some single names, which may be a sign of exuberance and may warrant some caution. Even if some cyclicals are still preferred, some thoughts are the growth trade is almost done. In Europe, the ECB is set to unveil a new operational framework. Also late on Tuesday, Villeroy and Wunschk said that policy easing is to begin sooner than later, despite services and wage inflation. On the data front, we had UK industrial production coming in below expectations and South Korean February unemployment rate coming in below consensus. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have the weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications and the weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reports that sources indicate China Vanke is in talks with major creditor banks considering a plan to swap bond holdings worth tens of billions of yuan in principal into secured debt. Discussions are being coordinated by financial regulators and the Shenzhen local government. And the Nikkei reported that Nissan and Honda are preparing to cut vehicle production amid ongoing struggles to compete in the EV market against Chinese peers. Nissan is said to have begun talks with JV company Dongfeng Motor to slash local capacity by up to 30%. On today's earnings calendar, we just have Dollar Tree due to report before the open, and we have Lennar due to report after the close. Asian equities traded mixed on Wednesday, with major markets mostly softer. Mainland China settled into negative territory after a mixed open, while Japan losses deepened. Attention remains on the Bank of Japan rate hike speculation. Recent press reports indicated signs that board members were leaning towards a March rate hike, though Governor Ueda's remarks in Parliament on Tuesday toned down his economic assessment and acknowledged recent areas of softness, offering a respite in the yen strength. It was added that he awaits additional data this week, alluding to the first round of Shantou wage hike tallies due Friday. The press has suggested a strong aggregate figure may tip the scales in favour of a March move. European equity markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC and German DAX all trading up. With a June rate cut well telegraphed, the speed of ECB policy easing is the new focus. ECB speakers fine-tuned guidance as policy pivot approaches. French Central Bank Chief Villeroy said the battle against inflation was being won and policy easing is likely to start in June, not April. This comes as the central bank now sees average salaries rising to 3.2% in 2024 instead of the 4.1% seen in December. And the UK economy has returned to growth in January. The UK ONS reported that January GDP came in as expected. The monthly figure posted 0.2% thanks to a strong rebound in retail and wholesale activity after an unexpectedly weak Christmas trading period. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's morning summary for March 13th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.